July 2nd, 10:15 a.m. Jesus says, "Write at once, while I am still in you with my body, blood, soul, and divinity. You thus have the fullness of wisdom in you." Mary lived eucharistically almost all her life. The Mother is not different from the Son, in either human nature or the superhuman mission of redemption. The Son, to touch the apex of pain, had to experience separation from the Father. In Gethsemane, on the cross, it was pain carried to the heights and harshness. The Mother, to touch the apex of pain, had to experience separation from the Son in the 3 days of my burial. Then Mary was alone. She was left with only faith, hope, and charity, but I was absent. It was the sword not driven in, but piercing and ransacking her heart. She did not die from it, by God's will alone. To remain deprived of union with her Son and God was such an agony for the woman full of grace that without a special care she would have died of it. There are many secret pages that you do not know concerning the most pure co-redeemer. I previously told you, the secrets of Mary are too pure and divine for a human mind to know them. I shall point out just one of them for you, just enough to increase veneration in you, for the holiest one in heaven, after God. That most painful hour, in the sea of sorrows which was the life of my mother, consecrated for supreme sorrow and supreme joy by her conception, was needed to complete what was lacking to my passion. Mary is the co-redeemer. Since everything in her is, then, inferior to God alone, her pain also had to be such that the pain of no other human creature would ever equal it. Now, go ahead and pray I had actually brought you to grasp it, but your imperfection had confused everything. I am repeating it for the clarity of Father McLaurini and your own. And we're well taken care of. I see Jesus the Master, dressed in white, alongside my bed, where you remain when you hear confession. The same day, at 2 p.m. Jesus says, "In my gospel there is no passage which does not refer to the supernatural. Today I will have you observe the reality of the woman who was doubled over for 18 years. The pseudo-supermen of today deny that the devil may be the author of physical infirmities. The supermen deny many things. Too many. They do not realize that the possessed now are them. They deny that there are infirmities caused by extranatural causes. They are, however, unable, with natural forms, to comprehend and treat certain infirmities. They cannot, precisely because certain infirmities have their roots outside the flesh and oppress it, but do not arise from it. They arise in the zones where the realms of the spirit are in tumult. There are two realms of the spirit. One, heavenly, comes from God. The other, malevolent, comes from Satan. God sometimes gives infirmities to his predestined ones which are a passport to his divine kingdom. Satan, even more frequently, gives infirmities which are a revenge against the servant of God, are a heavy tax on the poor people who have yielded to his seduction. Poor with a horrendous poverty, because it is the loss of true wealth, that of grace, which makes you the children and heirs of God. Human remedies are useless in such cases. Only, the finger of God annuls the decree of indigence, and signs the decree of liberation. The one who is liberated heals from possession, if that person is possessed. The one who is liberated enters heaven, if the infirmity is from God. But in addition to the infirmities of the flesh there are infirmities of the spirit. They are the work of the evil one. They make you become bent, they bring you to dispute, they dull your senses and speech, they lead you into moral aberrations worse than the diseases of the flesh, because they make the soul bent and dull it. I can heal them, I alone. The soul liberated from the influence which kept it stooped over straightens up, and glorifies the Lord, like the woman in the gospel. You experience it. Your flesh dies, and you feel it. But how free and strong you feel, because your master has healed you. A virile and peaceful mastery has invaded your spirit. You have the feeling of chains that have fallen, broken, at your feet. Now I say to you, follow me. Follow me with your new spirit, and sin no more, so that Satan cannot cast his snare over you. If you follow me closely he cannot harm you, for those who follow me do not sin, and in not sinning do not subject themselves to the one who wants to make you my enemies.